What does it mean, even though he was crucified in weakness? It means even though he chose to endure something that seems to represent weakness, this in no way diminishes his power. His power remains unassailable, and what seems like weakness doesn't damage it. In fact, this very thing most of all demonstrates his power, in that he endured such a thing, yet his power wasn't lessened. Don't let the word weakness disturb you. Even in other places, he says, "The foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men," although in God there's nothing foolish or weak. But he calls the cross such in order to express the perception of the unbelievers about it. Consider his clarification, "For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. And again, we preach Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews and foolishness to Gentiles, but to those whom God has called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God." Once more, the person without the Spirit does not accept the things that come from the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him. He's repeatedly conveying the point of view of the unbelievers who regard the cross as foolishness and weakness. He doesn't mean that because he was weak, he was crucified. Far from it. He demonstrated that he wasn't obliged to be crucified by performing many miraculous acts. What he means by "through weakness" is that even though he was crucified after enduring danger and betrayal, he was not harmed by it. He mentions this to draw a parallel with their own situation. Even though the Corinthians saw them being persecuted, displaced, and not revenging or retaliating, he wants them to realize that they aren't powerless or unable to act. He compares their situation to Jesus because he too suffered a lot, was crucified, bound, and didn't seek revenge, but continued to accept events that seemed to indicate weakness, displaying his power in the fact that despite not punishing or seeking revenge, he wasn't harmed in any way. For example, the cross didn't hinder his life or impede his resurrection, but he both resurrected and lives. When you hear about the cross and life, anticipate the doctrine of the incarnation, for all that is said here pertains to that. If he says, "through the power of God," it doesn't mean that he lacked the strength to revive his flesh. It was immaterial to him to mention either Father or Son. Saying the power of God implies his own power. Jesus himself stated, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." And if that which belongs to him he attributes to the Father, don't be perturbed. For Jesus says, "All that belongs to the Father is mine," and again, "All I have is yours, and all you have is mine." Just as he who was crucified was not harmed, he says, "neither are we when persecuted and waged against." Hence he adds,